welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos. So first off, sorry if I sound absolutely terrible.
Sound better than you did yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's 2 days ago. The reason this episode is coming out so late, we are very sorry. I meant to have it come out, what day was that? The 23rd, and then I got really freaking sick and could barely talk and was like, I sound horrible. So we're like, we can't record. And I'm better now, but I'm still a little stuffy, so I will apologize now. I'm going to sound even more nasally than usual. But today, I don't need tissues.
Just in case.
Also, I am not going to blow my nose on this. That's going to sound horrible. You should just hear me coughing yesterday. It was pretty bad. But today, we are doing a first impressions episode, which it's been like forever since we've done. When was the last time we did in first impressions? Let's see. Here, why don't you explain how we started this?
Okay, so this is about Summer Strike.
Oh, yeah. I should say the drama. Right. Summer Strike.
And I actually started this drama on my own. It's very difficult for me to pick a drama and watch it by myself. Because every time I choose one, Annika's like, oh, no, you can't watch that. I want to watch that, too. So this one...
Well, your problem was that you started telling me about it.
I know. Well, so this one, she said, go ahead and watch it. So I watched the first four episodes on my own. Mm-hmm. And then after watching that, I'm like, ugh, Annika would really like this. Because so it's got those elements that you like. You like the slice of life. Mm-hmm. You like the pacing. So I stopped... And we watched the first four episodes together.
Yes. So that's why, this first impression is going to be for the first four episodes.
Right.
We probably typically more have it the first two or three, but because you'd already started it, we kept it with the first four. As far as I can tell, the last first impressions we did, it was of Yumi Cells 2. I thought it was going to be Business Proposal, but I guess I forget how it's been a while since Business Proposal. But I think that, which is like episode like 50-something. So it's been
it has been quite a while.
We always forget, I guess. I don't know. We were just too excited and we just keep watching the show. But Summer Strike is a 2021 drama. Is it 2022?
I think.
Hold on. 2022. It was in November, December of 22, so almost 23. Mm-hmm. And it was originally based off of a webtoon of the same name, same Korean name. And it's, like you were saying, it's quite slice of lifey. Mm-hmm. It is not fast paced.
No, it is not.
In any way. Mm-mm. And just super brief, because this is a first impressions, where basically we have spoilers up to episode 4, and this is 12 episodes, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, you're 4 episodes in, but I think it's fine if you spoilers up to that. So, super brief synopsis. The female lead lived in the city and was treated just, like, terribly at her work. And this is... And for some reason, she ended up... I'm not going to say why for that one. She decided to move away to the countryside, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a seaside village. And she doesn't know anybody there, the total newcomer. And it's kind of just about her meeting the people there and what their life is like and what her kind of trying to, like, I guess, discover herself again.
Right.
In a way.
She needs to figure out what life is going to look like for her going forward.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the male lead is the one of the librarians who works in this really small town. And he, I'm just going to, like, really brief with him. He's, like, at the very beginning, we think he's mute because he doesn't talk. And, like,
the lead female says it to herself, yeah.
And, like, he writes on, like, a pad to talk to her. But it turns out he can talk. He's just very shy around strangers and stuff like that. So that's the very, very, very general plot here. And, I mean, so far the plot is not too complicated. I think that might... change, which is a good thing, you know. And so far it's pretty nice mix of like slice of life, but there is a little bit of drama, you know, drama between the townspeople and like also her former job. Like, there was stuff in the beginning with that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's... because there are some shows where, like, are a slice of life. I was describing a show to you like this. Or it's a slice of life where it's literally watching people do nothing. And it's great. I like that kind of thing. Well, in... what's the word? I like it in, like, small bits. Like, what's the word? In moderation. I can't... these are vague words. I couldn't watch every show like that.
Right, right.
But, like, every now and then I'm in the mood for it. Mm-hmm. This one isn't that. Like, there is stuff going on, for sure. And also, I do like... they take the entire first episode to really establish the female lead... and what it was like for her in the city working.
Right.
Because then you kind of get to see her background so much more from that.
Yeah, I like how they take the entire first episode of her in the city, explain what she's been living like.
Right.
And then that's it. Mm-hmm. They don't drag it out. No. We don't need more episodes about how horribly her boss treated her.
Right, and that was like that wasn't the main plot line.
Right,
you know?
That established, that's like the foundation for the show.
But they needed to take the time to establish that.
But I like how they made it nice and short and succinct, and they got to the plot of the story pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, obviously, because this is a, you know, small town, you do have a bunch of the quote-unquote small-town characters. Mm-hmm. We've watched a few different dramas that are set... it's funny, all of them are seaside towns. I mean, Korea is indeed a... what do you call
peninsula.
It? Peninsula. I was like, I think of land that's like a path, that's like sticking out. Korea is, in fact, a peninsula, so it kind of makes sense, like, you know, seaside stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, hometown cha-cha-cha and Racket Boys, and I know there's more than that. Like... what was that movie? Little Forest? Is that what it was called?
Yes.
That one wasn't seaside.
No, it wasn't. That was farm.
That was like farmland. So, like, we've seen stuff that is like small town type of things. And a lot of the time, a lot of the small town characters can be very over the top.
They're exaggerated.
Yes, exactly. And
caricatures of small town people.
And it's not like you, so many characters in dramas are exaggerated to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I feel like with these characters in particular, you get it, like, to the extreme sometimes, that it can get very frustrating.
Yeah, it's like, truly, is everyone that lives in the country loud?
Yeah, like, it's a pretty nasty, like pretty sad, like, stereotype they're playing in, which I think it is true to a certain extent. But it's not every... I mean, like...
but you're going to find people like that in the country, and you're going to find people like that in Seoul as
maybe
well.
Maybe you just get more people in the country who are like... I don't know. Yeah, but they definitely play up the stereotype of people being, very, very loud. Sometimes certain... you usually have, like, a rude one, which in Racket Boys, it was so much worse because he was so dumb. It was awful. In this one... I think it is semi-believable. I mean, we don't know the backstory yet, so we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. But I think in some ways, we expected that.
Right.
We knew this was a small town, and we've seen other shows do it, so we're like...
but I think they have a pretty good mix in this one.
Yes.
They don't have... not all of the residents of the town are... obnoxious and exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
I think they take things that you would find.
You actually would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good balance.
Yeah, I think some of it...
nobody's too ridiculous, really.
Yeah, nobody's, like, cartoonish.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because there's definitely been characters that are like that. Yeah. That is sometimes, like, they just don't feel real compared to everybody else kind of thing. And kind of what I'm hoping is that it doesn't get old and that doesn't get very frustrating. Because we've had shows that, even if they're not necessarily, like, Like, just any show, doesn't matter where it's set. Sometimes there are side characters who are like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And one thing about this show is that I would put Slice of Life as the first label.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going in this for a romance, it's not a romance first, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're four episodes in. There's definitely chemistry between the two leads,
yeah.
But there is zero romantic anything yet. So,
right.
Which is, for me, perfectly fine.
That's, and what I've read is that people have called it a slow burn.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's only 12 episodes long, so I'm like, okay, it shouldn't be too slow,
mm-hmm.
hopefully.
But see, she's got her whole backstory, and obviously
he has backstory.
Yes,
oh,
a much more serious backstory.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's something that I could definitely see with these two leads being quite cute and interesting. I think it's something that they're definitely gonna have to learn each other's backstory, I feel like, before they can really mm-hmm. connect.
One of the things that I noted is it seems at this point like it's a natural development of a relationship
mm-hmm.
rather than a
forced
contracted relationship.
Oh, and that
so
way.
A forced relationship.
Well, okay, but we love a lot of contracts.
We do, but
you mean like I feel like, because we just did a review on it with like Habak.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only reason they got together was because they were the two leads of the show.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean.
Uh huh.
They were just thrown together. Like, you two are the cast. Go for it.
Right, but there's not. It's like, she is not looking for a romantic relationship. Neither is he.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously going to start out and figure out how to be friends first.
Right, or even maybe not just be friends, just get to know each other first.
Yeah, because exactly. I like the one comment she made. She was so embarrassed by what had happened, but she goes to the library and hangs out there every day, and he's a librarian. She said to herself, okay, I'm going to see him every day. Let's not avoid him. So like, she made it, mm-hmm. she chose to purposely start a relationship because it's inevitable. They're going to see each other every day.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can tell, in her mind, this is like a temporary thing. She only has enough money for one year.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of assuming that she kind of said, like, okay, I have 1 year.
Right.
And then I have to go back. That's
and
kind
work.
Of what it sounded like, mm-hmm. for sure, yeah. And, you know, speaking of the librarian, I'm very interested to learn more about his backstory.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe I won't say what's at the end of episode 4. We'll leave that a little... We'll try and have minor spoilers here.
Mm-hmm.
So the librarian, you know, we meet him and he's so quiet. I don't even think you hear a word out of him for maybe the first one or two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny because you're like, oh, okay, what's his deal? What is this? You find out that for some reason he's just really shy.
Do you remember I said to you, well, the lead character, he's mute.
You did tell me that,
that?
Yes.
And then, like, the very next episode,
like,
I'm like, oh, no, he's not.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, they kind of hint at that something happened back in when he was in college.
Right, right.
But we don't really know what happened, but they hinted at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very interested to see them develop that, because
mm-hmm.
obviously with his, like, personality, and I'm assuming also part of the reason he's so shy like this stems from whatever incident happened. And, like, they show him the professors want him to work with them. Like, I'm assuming it's a job offer.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, literally completely rejects it. Like, absolutely not.
Right.
And so, obviously, he's extremely smart. It was mathematics or science? I think it was mathematics that he had done a thesis in.
Yeah.
So, he's obviously very, very smart. But
mm-hmm.
he's a librarian in this tiny little town. So, like,
mm-hmm.
there's more to it.
And some would say, oh, he's wasting his intelligence by staying there. I think they're going to address that in the show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yes, you do, you are getting your main characters have a dark, not a dark backstory, a dramatic backstory, but I don't know, for this show, I'm not mad at that. You know, like,
no, but see, that gives him childhood. That gives him reason for being there.
That's true. It probably, well, that's his hometown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And something that I'm going to be quite vague about here, I do want to mention, is that it does seem like, especially episode 3 and 4, that some sort of mystery is going to be in this show.
Right.
And I'll be vague on our, I won't say what our predictions are, because, I mean, we barely have enough to even predict anything. Yeah. But it is something that, you know, we read a review, like, that didn't have any spoilers or anything, mm-hmm. but it sounds like that is one of the main, not main plot lines, but one of them that keeps this show interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you do have this suspense mystery kind of thing, which mm-hmm. I'm not trying to compare shows, but just reminded me of Camilla. Oh, that's right. Another small town one. That was a small town one that
right.
a lot of the characters were really, really annoying.
Yes.
Just, they got old. They got very old mm-hmm. on that one. But just total coincidence.
But I like that mm-hmm. the mystery sort of takes a back seat in this show.
So far.
Mm-hmm. It's more about the slice of life, the everyday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they paint her as such a real person.
She's like, so, like, normal.
Yeah, she's, like, really nice and really kind, and she can still, like, get plastered and be ridiculous.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She's a person, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
She's not, because sometimes you'll see when they choose to do a female character as sweet and kind, they're sweet and kind and angelic and perfect.
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't paint her as that.
Right, and I think they do a good job of, yeah, having her feel like a very real character.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, she has more than one side to her right. personality. But she's also not black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll see some, especially female characters, that will go from, like, you know, goody-two-shoes to nasty, jealousy kind of person.
Right.
Like, she's more just, like, can go anywhere in between. Like, mm-hmm. Like a regular person who, you know, depends on the situation she is, depends, you know, the situation of how she reacts, you know. And she's not this, she's also, she's slightly that I'll take care of it myself, I don't need anybody, but not to the extreme. To
right.
a little bit, because she just moved out on her own.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it a little bit, and because also, like, with, she's not getting help, like, financially or anything from anybody.
Right.
But she's not it to a annoying degree where, like, you get yourself in so much trouble because you couldn't ask for help.
Exactly.
Like, that kind of
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it is interesting to see her interact with also the other characters. Most of the time, she's just pretty casual, pretty nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. And it's nice to see, like, a, just, like, I mean, yes, I guess we're boring. It's great to see just, like, a regular person who can uh-huh. just be nice without yeah. being, like, goody-two-shoes kind of thing.
Right. And how she's in this small town, and she's, I mean, apparently she's been there for a while, or at least enough days.
A few weeks.
Enough days that they know that she's a regular at the library,
mm,
you
yeah.
know? And yet we don't see her interacting with a lot of the people in the town.
Yeah.
They're not, the writers didn't create situations mm. just to have interactions. This is how a person who's from the city, living in a small town, would probably, it would be like, she's pretty much a loner.
Yeah, she kind of is.
And she wants it that way, too.
She does,
she
yeah.
She really does. She just wants to read and watch mm-hmm. movies and chill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was saying how I'd probably get so bored.
Yes.
I
yeah,
can't
you
do
would.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. I can, like, we went to, what was it, like a year or two ago now? We went to the beach.
For a week.
So, like, what? Probably 6 nights?
Yeah.
5 or 6 nights? Yeah. It was, mm-hmm. like, just, like, including the day that we arrived and left, it was a week.
Right.
So it wasn't 7 full days. Probably like 6. Oh my gosh. I like binge read what's called Hori Mia, which unfortunately the second half isn't that good. But I like, I don't know. I don't, how do beach people do it?
I think I read 2 books that week.
Wow.
2 complete novels. Well,
you like reading.
Yes, I do. So that was so nice.
How do beach people
usually
do
I don't
it?
Get I don't to read. How do beach people, I don't get it. You take your book, you sit
how
on
the
beach.
How do you go on the beach?
And you bake. And you sit there and read?
I'm wearing sunglasses. I tried to do that. I had sunglasses on, brought my book down, and I was blinded.
Well, I couldn't do it.
It's too freaking bright.
Because my sunglasses
oh, yeah, you're
blind. Are not my reading glasses.
Yeah, you have bifocals.
Oh, it didn't work.
Showing your age here, you have bifocals. So your sunglasses are for distance.
Yeah, exactly. So if I had to wear a baseball hat to shade my eyes. It didn't work at all.
Well, like I tried, and like my sunglasses were the right prescription for me, but it was too freaking bright. I also am very bad with squinting. If I squint at all, I get a media headache. It's like
so. All that to say, Annika can't sit still.
Wait, whoa. hold on. I can sit still, but I can't sit still doing nothing.
For like all that time.
I just don't like the beach, mainly because of the sand.
You're in this small town. You have a library.
Yeah.
You have, you know, temples and nature and stuff to visit.
Exploring.
And you have, what's the other thing she does? Oh, watches movies at night.
And
you do
eat.
That. You'd no, she can't go out
oh,
to
she
eat.
Oh, she only does a little bit. Right.
She can't
right.
because she doesn't have any money.
Like, what would I do?
Yeah, what would you do with yourself?
I think I would explore the town. Like, I'd want to know, like, if there's, like, little, like, shops or something that are, like, interesting and, like, stuff like that. I'd probably get into, like, cooking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I already really liked cooking. I already really enjoy it. But, like, the, like, market almost that she went through, a lot of what they're selling is food. I'd be, like, the
except
guy,
you're only allowed to spend $10
hold on
a
here.
Day.
I'd be, like, the guy in Twilight. Where I go
you go every day
and get my ingredients
and you buy
just for the day.
Just the day. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
like in the Machina where she does mm-hmm, that. Yeah. I feel like I would kind of get into that.
Right.
Or definitely exploring like the whole town, the area, like that kind mm-hmm. of thing. But honestly, I feel like I would get so bored.
I think you would have to, you like want to get a job.
Oh, for sure.
Because you would need to do
something. I don't
something.
Know how I would like, even if it's just like a, you know, like, 2-3 times a week I have something. Like, I don't know. I can't imagine.
So,
like, I like,
but in comparison, the main character loves doing that.
Yes.
And I think that's partly because of the years. Was
right.
it?
4 years.
6 years.
4.
From
she worked
the time
there.
She graduated college.
No, she said she worked there for 4
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah. She worked there for 4
she's
years.
She's dating for long.
Dating for 6.
Yeah, she broke up with her boyfriend, by the way.
Yeah. So 4 years in that,
I think it was 4.
Awful job where they treat
I guess I
you
say
like
then you
dirt.
Just feel doing nothing.
Then you, yeah, you want to do nothing for a time,
mm.
and then it'll probably
mm-hmm.
get old. But
I don't know. I can't imagine. Like
I think I'd want to do nothing for like 2 weeks,
and then
I'd
be
bored
done.
Of it. And then
exactly.
I want something to do.
Yeah. And I think that's yeah, totally. Like I do enjoy reading. But I can only read so much,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For some people, I feel like that's, like, the ideal, like, dream is to be able to live somewhere, read all day, be close to the ocean. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know. I get bored.
You like to be on the go.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat. Okay. Where were we even? I have no idea.
I don't
idea.
Know. Well, okay. Another point of
yes.
that I like about this is... of course, we talked about the pacing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do like the... They don't use it very often, mm-hmm. but the narration where we hear her inner thoughts about mm-hmm. what's going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that all those thoughts she's typing into her computer.
Oh, yeah. I really like that they did show that
yeah.
where... You know, she came from a publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, she probably... You know, her reading every day, she probably really likes books.
Right.
And they did show at one point that she was storing a diary.
Yeah.
And that was all, I'm like, oh, that's a nice touch, you know, publishing mm-hmm. company. She probably likes writing and reading. Like, I like that. I didn't think of that was almost, like, in her diary.
Right,
her
right.
thoughts. Yeah, that's very interesting. But like we were saying earlier with the whole mystery thing, I'm interested to see where they go with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that will kind of keep the story moving.
Right.
But I am kind of hoping that it doesn't completely overtake the
plot.
Yeah,
me too. I agree.
We will see with that. So then a few like specific characters we want to mention. So with Kimbom, who's a teenage girl. Mm-hmm. You know, at first, she just seems like this very, very stereotypical, like, nasty, like, not nasty, but, like...
a teen girl with an attitude problem.
Exactly. And, you know, you're just like, oh, you know, stereotype right there kind of thing. But then you learn about what her, like, family life and, like, her home life is like, and it kind of helped to... explain why she's like that.
It doesn't excuse it, but explains it.
Yes, exactly. That's a very good way to put that. And, you know, and she was pretty rude towards the female lead. I don't know how to say her name.
Yo-Rum? I don't know.
The female lead. And she's quite rude to her at first because she was like, what are you doing here? Why are you in my spot? Go away.
Oh my gosh, when she walked in and threw her bag.
The first thought that went through my head was like, what if she had her laptop in there?
Oh my word.
What if freaking broke it? That was a little much.
Yeah.
But then after Yo-Rum helped her father get home and she later found out about it, she, you know, wanted to thank her for it and brought her food. And it was interesting seeing how Bohm's attitude shifted towards Yo-Rum. And that was really interesting to see. And I feel like if you didn't have context, it makes no sense. Why would she just go from, like, boom, boom? Like, where's the in-between? But for her, one thing I mentioned... was, like, we saw it with an interaction with the whole dog, how the restaurant owner, like, you know, basically insulted her, being like, well, that's why you act like that, because you have a drunken dad and stuff
like
that.
So the whole town is looking at her with...
the label as the drunk's daughter.
Exactly. Yeah. And but this outsider has comes in and helped her drunk father... mm-hmm. But didn't even say anything about it to her.
Yeah, like, didn't even...
treated her completely differently, really, than the townspeople.
Right. Well, it's more like she didn't treat her any differently. She treated her differently than the townspeople, but her personally, she didn't put up a wall that, oh my gosh, you're a drunk star.
Exactly.
She didn't really care.
Yeah.
And I think...
I think initially... Something just occurred to me.
Oh, I think initially she didn't know.
I think part of the reason that maybe she initially was kind of nasty and didn't like... she witnessed her coming into the library drunk.
I mean,
you think about it.
True.
And she's got her father to compare this to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oh, another one of those adults that drinks a lot and stuff. So...
I didn't even think about
that. I know, that just occurred to me.
Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah.
That would just add fuel to the fire of not liking this person because, oh, they're like my dad.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of thing. But it was cool seeing how basically she saw, oh, I'm actually treated nicely by this girl, so I want to treat her nicely. And it was nice to see her act like that. I feel like you actually saw... how she really was,
right?
You know,
right?
And that was
what I would really like to see with her character. The one thing that grated on me about her character,
the teenager,
is the way she speaks to her grandmother. She doesn't speak to her grandmother with any sort of respect, even though her grandmother's the one kind of holding the family together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see her treat her grandmother better.
Right, and I think that would be interesting to see if she does start to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That hopefully maybe actually building a relationship with someone will help her with that. Because, I think at this point she's just lashing out to everyone around her because she's mad at... it's like she's mad at the world. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I end up with a father like this kind of thing? Sorry, what?
I just thought.
Oh, go for it.
The boy.
Yeah.
That has a crush on her, obviously.
Yes.
Mentioned.
Uh-huh.
she doesn't come to school a very lot, often, so yeah. I was worried about her. Mm-hmm. I guess she goes to the library instead of going to school.
Oh, she puts on her uniform.
She's there during the day.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, she might just like. I mean, I wasn't surprised that she would skip school, but she like.
Yeah, wow. Apparently she's there a lot.
Okay, then. Yeah.
What's interesting is that the librarians don't call her out on it at all.
It sounds like she's been doing it for a while. Yeah. Though, kind yeah. of thing. Yeah, it's probably part of it. But that was nice to see already that we have some character development. And
yes.
that
yes.
she wasn't just going to be this nasty character.
Oh, absolutely.
Episode, which,
yeah.
like I mentioned earlier to you, sometimes you need characters like that to keep the plot moving.
Sure.
That's sometimes
sure.
part of it.
But
know?
Using the plot device of a nasty teenage girl
can get a little old.
Gets
very
old.
Old.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think it'll be interesting to see the development of the two females' relationship
yes.
and then the two teens' relationship yeah. as a result.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how they're going to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the teen, the guy who likes her, is so freaking cute. How do you describe him? You described him with like as a puppy dog.
He's a puppy dog. He just follows her around.
He's so
and
funny. Oh, my
he
gosh.
Is funny, too.
He's really
yes.
funny.
And he talks a lot. Mm-hmm. He talks, mm-hmm. which is really cute.
It is really cute. Because yeah. I feel like, you know, Bohm is not the most talkative person.
No,
you know,
no.
it seems like. And it's yeah. so funny. But the other character development we have here mm-hmm. is the former athlete shop owner, Sungmin, and mm-hmm. his son, Baejun. Or Bae Sungmin and Baejun. And it's really, these two are so funny. So first off, Baejun, the son, is the actor who's in Hostel Playlist, who was Jo Jung Suk's son, and we were so excited. Oh my gosh, we get to see him again.
He just did such a good job in that show.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see him in more things.
Just to watch him grow up. We're gonna
yes!
get to watch him grow
oh
up.
Oh my gosh, so cute. Oh my word. But it's really funny. So with the shop holder Sungmin, he is at first annoying and, you know, is against the whole idea, which I kind of get why, because he had promised to sell it to this other person, and that's mm-hmm. why he's against her moving
right.
in. But, you know, he treated her really terribly and, like,
and went out, paid people to kind
to
of
mess with her
and try and get her to leave.
Exactly, yeah. And you're like, oh my gosh, I was afraid the whole messing with her was going to go on for a long time.
Me too. I was
very
concerned
afraid.
With
Thankfully,
that.
Thankfully, it didn't.
And what's interesting is you did see sort of a glimmer of the fact that he's not really an atrocious person when he was cleaning off the graffiti.
Mm.
And he was like, no, it's not that I blame you.
Well, she said something to, she kind of confronted him about it.
She did. And then I think it
kind of hit him.
Hit him that, oh, no, that's,
not
I just
I
don't
meant.
Want you here. He just didn't want her there because it was messing with his plans.
Right.
It wasn't anything personal.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted
to. And that was kind of interesting to
yeah.
see. And then when she got super, super drunk and lost her money along the way, it was, which is an interesting episode. We find out at the very end of the episode that his son picked up the money, thought it was a gift from the heavens, and went and spent some of it.
Yeah.
And this was hysterical. That's very kid logic. What
yes.
did you say? He's like 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty young.
He's pretty young.
So funny. Oh, my word.
And no, is he even 7? I don't know.
He
rides a bike with training wheels.
I don't know.
But he does go to school.
So he might be
first
like
grade,
first
maybe?
Or second
yeah,
grade, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like 6, 7.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, basically, I think part of the dad feels really bad that his son found the money and spent some of it without, like you're like, dude, you should have told me you found this.
But he didn't even come to his dad about it.
That's
funny.
And then when the announcement was made that if anybody finds it, bring it to the community center, he ran to the librarian and was like, what do? I spent some of it. And the librarian gives it back saying, oh, I found it.
Right.
But then we later find out the kid found it and just was freaking out.
But when I watched this episode for the first time,
yeah,
I was like, how much time are they actually going to spend showing her drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get the point. She was so drunk, she forgot everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until they got to the revelation of how things came to be that I realized why they had done what they had done.
And so at the end of the episode, the shop owner was, like, giving her, helped her fix her pipe and, like, was giving her all this, like, furniture and stuff like that. He was like, you take it, don't worry about it. And she was like, what is up? Like, why? And eventually she finds out that the kid found it.
Right.
And I think for the dad, it's...
Did you see the shock on her face when he introduced him as his son?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, really?
She was, like, taken aback.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I think for the dad, it was very much a mixture of things. Like, one, he was embarrassed that his son spent some of her money. So he felt really bad about that. And I think was kind of trying to make up for it. He also didn't want her to tell people that his son had done this. And one of the things we're kind of guessing at this point is that he's probably a single dad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not 100%, but it kind of seems like it.
It seems like it, yeah.
Right, so... You know, I wonder if, depending on how he became a single dad, if there are rumors about him or people talk about him.
Right.
And you were saying how, you know, like, he might not care as much, if, you know, he might be used to it at this point, but he doesn't want people to talk about his son.
Yeah.
So that's why he told her, like, don't mention it. Please don't say anything. Like, you know what I mean? That's why he was given her all the furniture and stuff because, like, didn't want her to say anything.
Yeah.
It was... In some ways, I think, yes, he had a good reason for it because it was for his son. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in some ways, I still think it was a little overboard
for it. A little. And he gave her a whole truck's worth of stuff.
That was a bit much. Yeah. But what I'm hoping they do is dial it back just like a little bit here so that he's not nasty towards her, but he's not goody-goody towards her. He's just like, there, he might help kind of thing.
I thought I was going to hate his character. I actually now am looking forward to his character because he is not a either black or white character.
Right.
He is neither super great and fantastic, nor is he evil incarnate. Right. And how how he deals with that will be interesting to watch, you know, because he's obviously a very protective father, but he's also willing to go to certain lengths to get rid of... So, I'm looking forward to how they're going to develop him.
Yeah, for sure. And it's nice to see already that we have the potential for character development.
Yes.
I do not need them to change who they are.
No, no.
Maybe it's just change their attitude towards one person.
Like, exactly.
There's a big difference there, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that it is, you don't need to have insane character development with your side characters, because he kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at least having a little bit keeps the show interesting and also... I'm sorry. And also in this situation, it makes the story not just about two people.
Right.
I mean, because they've obviously already involved these townspeople. It keeps them actually, like, intertwined, interlooped in, like, the storyline. Because there are definitely some shows that are... extremely focused on the two leads.
Right.
Which I'm fine with that. Some shows...
And then all the side characters get little bits and pieces, like, on the fringes, but they don't get their personalities developed or anything.
But they're very surfacey. But I'm okay with that for some shows.
Yeah.
But you just can't have that every time kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this show wasn't written to just be about two people, because they've already involved other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing I'm interested to see is the relationship between the female lead and Boom, and also her and the shop owner, and then the mystery. I mean, obviously the relationship, but like...
And the balance. How they strike a balance between the mystery and the day-to-day relationships.
Yeah, like how is that, you know, because in some shows that have a mystery, it can definitely overtake a plot.
Yeah, it does.
Very easily, which... is somewhat understandable. I get why it overtakes it because it's, oh, it's the intrigue, you know, that kind of thing. But sometimes you're like, what if I want a mixture, you know? And that's a hard balance to hit. It is a hard balance,
yep.
So we'll have to see, you know, how they do it. And as far as I know, this show, at least in the U.S., is on Netflix.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, this show wasn't very popular, isn't super, super well-known.
Now, just because it wasn't very popular, that doesn't mean that the people that watched it didn't rate it as a good show.
No. I'm just saying it's not big or anything. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it is a show that we've seen very few people in something cast-wise.
Right.
The male lead, he was part of Zia. Who I don't think is around.
Park Hyung-sik.
Wait. Park Hyung-sik was in Zia?
Yeah.
I always forget that he's a K-pop star. Like, I do and don't remember. But yeah, he was in Zia. I don't think Zia is a thing anymore.
I don't think
correct?
It is.
Unless they're on an indefinite.
Do like, not think this is still a thing.
And the female lead was a member of AOA, I guess is how you say that. Mm-hmm. So they're both K-pop stars or former K-pop stars, which is interesting. And in a very good way, I never would have guessed.
Right.
A lot of K-pop stars are very, very good actors, but every now and then.
Some are just so-so.
Yeah, even just actors who are just actors, it's sometimes like that. Mm-hmm. But I think that was very interesting that both of them just so happened to be. But yeah, we'd never seen, I think he might have been a minor character in something, but it was like so minor. Like, he was like, oh, he played a young version of someone.
Did he?
What was it? Hold on. Yeah, it was like, The Moon Embracing the Sun. He played a teen version.
Oh, wow.
I have not seen
that.
That
was ages ago. Goodness.
But I haven't seen that. You saw that one. He played the... he played not of the lead, but he played a teen version of one of that. But I haven't even seen that show. You have. So
right.
I don't think I've actually seen him in anything. And he was in one episode of 39. So basically, we haven't seen him in anything.
Wow. I just looked up the guy that plays the former athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Most
That's
of
a
his
lot
stuff
of movies.
Is movies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was one kind of interesting thing, is that,
Yeah, it's not, like, the star-studded cast.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it just so happens a lot of the time, we will recognize a lot of a cast.
Yeah.
But we actually didn't. And I'm quite interested to see how, especially the leads do, because I'd be interested to see them and other stuff if they turn out really good. But yeah, I mean, overall thoughts, I'm interested to see where this goes. Mm-hmm. It is a nice change of pace. You know, I feel like sometimes, like I was saying with Slice of Life, like, I can't watch a Slice of Life every day.
Right.
I just can't. But I also don't want to watch, what's the word for the melodramas? Oh, there's a Korean term for it. I can't remember what it is. Like, but also, we're not melodrama people either. Definitely not. But it's one of those things where I feel like we always want to vary it a little bit. Like, the last thing that we watched was quite cheesy, lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a little bit more grounded, you know, which is, you always need it here. I mean, yes, it's still very fictional, but at least, you know, you have something, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're definitely looking forward to seeing how it progresses, and we will obviously do an episode on when we do finish it.
Yes,
keep your eye out for probably 2 or 3 weeks till we get that. But we're enjoying it so far.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we will try and make more first impression videos.
Yeah.
Not videos, sorry. Episodes.
That way you can listen to it and then decide if you want to go watch it.
Exactly. But we just like keep...
And we won't spoil the whole show for you.
We keep forgetting. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we hope you guys enjoyed listening, and we'll see you all next time.